Gyms and fitness centers usually see a drop in traffic every February as some people give up on their New Year's fitness goals. But visits have been down for the last year because of COVID-19. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the pandemic has not only tested the fitness industry, it's also changing it in some potentially long-lasting ways.
Chrissy Mason, one of the owners of the Take Charge Strength Studio in Mexico, says the past year has been tough. They saw a 20% drop from 2019 after the state forced gyms to close down for several months. And even after these fitness facilities were allowed to reopen, Mason says things did not return to normal.
We have some clients who are very skittish about being around other people. We used to have 10 to 17 people in a class, and now we still struggle to get maybe 6 to 8 people in each class.
Surveys reflect that this is a nationwide trend. Some people are awaiting safer conditions. Others are done with their gym memberships entirely, deciding to keep their fitness routine at home. As a result, sports equipment businesses like the Syracuse Fitness Store saw a surge in orders over the past year. Owner Andy Vendetti says his sales doubled from 2019.
We had both ends of it. I had people that just had hip replacement, knee replacement, you know, to where they had to do something and everything was shut down. And then, yeah, we have your traditional gym rats, you know, would go to the gym 7 days a week that didn't have that option. So they were kind of going out of their mind and, you know, buying whatever they could get their hands on.
And Vendetti says sales have not dropped off in 2021. His customers say they're not ready to go back to the gym, or they already tried and found it difficult to work out with a mask. But Mason says gym owners can survive this shift to at-home workouts by getting creative.
With everybody who has gone out and bought their at-home gym equipment, and, you know, they've got all of these things now that they want to stay home and work out, but they might not necessarily have the knowledge to do it. So that's where we come into play, too, is where fitness facilities and personal training studios and gyms really need to basically grow with the times and start doing virtual training.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.